We'll start again the Gemara, Daf Pei Dalad Omid Aleph. Six lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. The Pasuk implies, boy, b'koshev alay b'posel. The holding of not breaking a bone is only by korban kosher, not by korban pesach, that's posel. Rebbe Yoimer, b'bayis echad ye'ochel. It says in the Pasuk, first it says, b'bayis echad ye'ochel. And then it says, Ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. Kol aloy l'achila, whatever is edible, whatever it is a mitzachila, yesh b'mishvishir z'etzem. So we see it's totally only when it's goy lachila, similar to the first drasha, but a different drasha. The Gemara is going to now say nafkaminas. The next omen is going to be eight nafkaminas, eight amaroyim between the two drashas. Is it bebayis echad ye ochel, the second drasha of Rebbe, so it's totally an achila, or is it boy because of a lab apostle? Zog the Gemara, my benai, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Omer Rebbe Yirmiyah, Pesach habo betumi kebenayu. We know tumah is tchuya betzibur. We're going with the tzad of tchuya. Tchuya means that it's brought even though it's possible. So if it's brought even though it's possible, so that means that b'kosher v'loy b'possel. Mashiach and if it says ye'ochel, b'bayis ech ye'ochel, it's still eaten. That's good for what tumah tchuya says. You eat it. So come out there, according to Rabbi, the second shita, he's being more machmir. That's a very important kudah to remember, because the Gemara doesn't like that he's being more machmir. The Gemara holds that he's being makel on the drasha. He agrees to the first drasha. But let's see the Gemara. Ik benai, what's enough community the two reasons? Lemanda omar, kosher, daf pei dalad on the base. Lemanda omar, it says, boy, but kosher, v'lo yipasul, hai pasulu. Why? Because it was done by psul. Zok Rashi in the top, the two metruy b'tzibur, it just exists a kosev, the point by that you eat it, that you bring the Pesach Betumah and Pesach Rishon, but it's called a Karban Posel. So if it's a Posel, so then Oibazoi, there's no Isof Shuyas Etzem, because of the Posel. Lamadom a Goy Lachila, Hainami Goy Lachila, it's Goy Lachila. Because you eat the, just like you bring it to Tumah, Zok Rashi, it's Nechal Betumah. So according to Rabbi, the second Shita, there will be an Isof Shuyas Etzem, because it's Tolin Goy Lachila, and it is Goy Lachila. That's where we got up to yesterday. Zok the Gemara. On this teretz, Rav Yosef Omar, meaning this first teretz was the teretz of Rabbi Yirmiyah. On that, Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Omar, ki agavne d'kuli alma ein b'mishmim shvius etzem. The second sheet of Rabbi that says that it's totally in roi l'achila, he also agrees in those shvius etzem. Why? The Rabbi l'akule ka'osi. Rabbi's coming to be makel on the first sheet. The first sheet said, because of the apostle, he agrees to that, just he adds on another nekuda, which is being makel more. According to this reasoning, he's being machmir. Zok the Gemara, the Rebbe Lakulikosi, Vahai, Hapostolu. And over here, everyone agrees it's possible. The Maitz, it's a common possible because Tumat Tchuyi B'tzibur. So that would not be the Pshat in the Nafkamina between the two reasons. Elo, Zok the Gemara. So Elo is Rav Yosef's Teretz. Elo, Hoysola Shasa Koysher V'nifsal Ike Benayu. Meaning, it had a Shasa Koysher. The Hema was Shechted, the Korban Pesach was done correctly. And then it was Nifsal, meaning that the boss, let's see, went chutz lemechitzosa. So that would be the nafkamina. And now it's actually going to be Rebbe's lekula. Meaning, lemando ma kosher, ha kosher. At the end of the day, it's kosher. Why? The avoida was done behechsha. The boss left afterwards, but the avoida was done behechsha. Lemando ma goy lachila, ha hashtal av goy lachila. The fact that the boss was yotza, so it's not goy lachila. So according to Rebbe, goy lachila, it's not a kula. There's no itchvias etzem, because it's not goy lachila. That was the second teretz. That was Rav Yosef. Abai Omar, no. Kuli Alma, Kol Kia Gavne Ebam Shvir Setzem. Meaning, even the first Teretz would agree that it's not called kosher and it won't be an Issa Shvir Setzem. Why? My timer, Hashtamias Apostolu. How can you call it a carbon kosher? Because that void was number kosher. Today it's a carbon apostle. It went Chutz Mechitzosa. Elo, what does Abai say in Afkamina is? Shvir Setzem, Baboy Yoim Ikabinayu. Is there an Issa Shvir Setzem in the daytime? Miboy Yoim. There's no Zman Achila yet, but Lamais, it's still a Korban Kosher. No one's going to say it's a Korban Posel in Erev Pesach. You do it Avoida then. So Lamando, my Kosher, the first Shita. So Hakoshu, it's a Korban Kosher in Erev Pesach. So Avadad will be an Issa of Shvius Etzem. And again, the first Shita, the Lechumra, Rebbe's a Kula. Lamando, my Goyal Achila, according to Rebbe, Hashel Abba Achilu. It's not a Royal Achila on Erev Pesach, it's only Royal Achila on Pesach by night. So Mela, there won't be an Issa of Shvius Etzem. That is Abayas Teretz. In fact, the Marakasha of them on this terrace of Abai that me boy joim is enough kamina, that if it's kosher, there would be still called kosher, there would be an Issa Shvius Etzem by joim. Zagamama Meisvei, Rabbi Oimer. Rabbi says as follows. Minayin al boyach shebegoish. Nimnin, I'm sorry. Rabbi Oimer. Nimrim al-Moyach Shebegoyish ve-Nimrim al-Moyach Shebekulis. If you want to be Nimrim on the Korban Pesach, we said you have to have a Kezayis of Basar, that's your share, that's your chelik. So you can be Nimrim on Moyach, on the Moyach in the head. The Moyach is meat. The marrow in the head is also a Kezayis that you can eat from. Now, how are you going to get to it? You're going to get to it by taking a toothpick through the nostrils, and because you're not going to break bones, you can't break the skull. How are you going to get to the Moyach in the head? You can get it through the nostrils, exactly, a surgery. So that's what we're going to explain soon. So Nimr al-Moyach Shebegoyish, Nimr al-Moyach Shebekulis. Kulis is the Yerach of the Yad. So it's ready by the hand, but there's no way to get to that Moyach unless you break the bone. Also L'Shoivro. Masheng is a Grashi, Av-Moyach HaGoyish, but Dima Maskel al-Moyach HaKulis, Yochel Hoitzi L'Goyga B'Kisim Derech Af, through the nose, you can take it out with a toothpick. So Nimnim. What's the reason? This is going to be Rabbi's Kasha Rabbaya. On Moyach Shebegoyis, what's the reason you can be Nimna? You can be Goyer and take it out. If, according to your reasoning, Abaya, the Shvirus Etzim in the daytime is not called the Issa Shvirus Etzim because it's not Goy Lachila yet, and that was the Kul of Rabbi. So Kul is Nami. So Kul is also be Nimna. You know how? In the daytime, you can be part of the you can break it in the daytime. There's always a shvirus etzim in the daytime. V'nafkul l'moich the day and take out the moich of the kulis in the daytime. V'nimnu alei and then eat it at night. So that's a kasha nabaya according to your reasoning. Omelach abaya v'letameich and according to you, meaning that mivod yoyim it's taka osa. So mishachashecha nami naisa. I can tell you nechatimza that even at night you should be able to be nimna on the kulis. You know why? Without doing a surgery through the nose. Even to the coolest, you know how? Bishchashek nami naisi, naisi gumgeso, bishchashek nami, naisi gumgeso. Bring hot coals, v'neichas alei, and take the coal and place it on the coolest bone. So now I'm not breaking the bone; I'm burning the bone. I'm burning a hole with the coals. V'nikla, v'nafkel moyach didei, and take out the moyach. V'nimni alei, and then you can be partake in the moyach that way too. Why? How do we know that you can do such a thing? The Tanya. If someone burns the bones, or if you take the gidin, we said are like hard like atzomais. So even though gidin are hard as atzomais, but the mice they're not atzomais. So even though you mechatik begidin, so it says clearly there's no shvius etzem by burning bones. So don't tell me I find the echtimtza of my joim. I'll tell you the echtimtza at night also. What's the reason we don't allow this? Why don't we allow the burning of the through coals and take it out at night? Abaya Omar, Bishum Poka, because we're concerned that you might crack it. If you might crack it, then you even Shriya Setzim. So don't do this Maisa of burning because it'll end up being cracking. Rava says another reason, Bishum Hefset Kochim, you might actually burn the Moyach, the meat itself. You think you're burning bone, but you might also charcoal and burn some of it, and that's Mafsid Biyadayim. You're not allowed to. The Komasid Biyadayim. So just like over here, you understand why it can't be done at night because it is chash. So don't tell me allow it in the daytime. If you do it in the daytime, you might come to do it at night. So that would not be a reason that the etzim shebekulis should be able to partake. If we allow you to break in the day, you'll come to break at night. But Abaye says, I've had a difference between moyach and kulis is because kulis is moyach is accessible through toothpick and kulis. Is not accessible. You ask me a kasha, according to me, it should be done in the daytime. No, and just like at night, you can't use coals because you might come to burn, or you might come to burn the moich itself. Or Abaye says because of poka. So if you find a gzeir in the daytime, you can't do it either. But avada, my reasoning is correct. So now, before we see the next reason of Rav Papa, the next nafkamina. So there's a very sadistic question that's posed by the Chroinim. It says in the Braisa, Soyrev bat somos, eba mishim shvius etzim. There's no shvius etzim by burning. Frektib Spesach, Rebhir Spesach, Frank, and Mikroi Kodesh, why is there no shvir? Why is that not called a shvira? Because Lemaisa, you burnt it. You burnt it, is you destroyed it. We know that it's the din of lo yichreis. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. If you burn down a forest, a fruit tree, it's also called lo yichreis. So why should burning not be called breaking? Why should be any difference? So some want to say that maybe over here, it's only a grumma. It's not the pshat, I'm breaking. When you take, you do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, you're breaking. Here, I place a coal on it, and the coal burns it, and even if burning is called breaking, it's only a grumma b'alma. But that's really telling the sugya of isha mishum chitzov, that it would be right to be considered breaking. So Rav Meir Simcha, the Or Samech, he says as follows. He says, we notice the isha mechikas shem. You're not going to destroy Hashem's name. If someone burns a whole sefer with the Shem Hashem in there, so mainly that's not called Mechikas Hashem. Why? Because over there, I am destroying the whole sefer. It's not that I'm being Mechik Shem Hashem. I'm destroying the whole sefer. Destroying in one act the whole thing, including everything else, is not called the Ma'aseh Mechika. So he wants to say the same thing over here. Sefer is destruction. It's destroying the whole thing. That's not called the Ma'aseh Shvira. He wants to shtel to Akaponim. This is an akuda that's discussed in Akronim. Why is a Ma'aseh Shrefa not a Ma'aseh Shvira? Now, another nekuda, very important, that Rabbi says, the chashash is dilma poka, meaning maybe it will crack. My intent is to burn, but maybe it will crack the bone. L'chaira, we know we paskin like Reb Shimon. Dovashen miskaven is even mutter. So my intent is not to burn it, so why should, to break it? So what are you suddenly worried about poka? So, could be the end. What'd you say?
Could you give him
no, kula. Dovashen miskaven is kula. Dovashen miskaven kolatari kuli paskin like Reb Shimon. So my miskaven is not to be poka. Why chosh ma pkiya? So Rabbi Kivega says that over here there's a mukam to be goyza out to psik reisha. Why? Because if you use a lot of coals, then it's a psik reisha, you're going to break it. And the chashash is you use a lot of coals and it's a psik reisha, you'll break it. That is Rabbi Kivega's teretz. The Micha Shloima, he wants to say, this gufa is called miskaven. You're telling me ain't miskaven? It's called miskaven. Why? If any miskaven means I don't have an intent to what I'm doing at all, you want a hole. You want to create a hole. Now, even though I don't want it to be poka, but since I want a hole, that goes into the category of Dovashim miskaven. It's already called miskaven. Zog
Gemara Vayta. Why don't there be a problem with Eish? You need Sreifa by Eish. If it's by coal, you don't have Eish.
What's your question?
How can you burn it with a coal? With a coal?
Yeah.
You need Eish?
We're not talking about Tzli of the Korban Pesach. We're talking about accessing the moyach, accessing the meat. So you're not allowed to break the bone to access it. So, fact abaya, the kulis, I can also access it. You know how? By taking a hot coal and having access to the moyach. On that, there's two terutzim. Abaya says no, it'll be poka, and it's not called enemis kavet. And Rava says it. You might burn the moyach itself, so it's being mafsid biyadayim, and you're not allowed to be mafsid biyadayim.
But then you're cooking a korban pesach not with an eish.
It's already tzolui. We're talking now the time of achila to access it. We're not talking about cooking. It's already tzolui. Now we're coming to access it. Zok the Gemara, the next teretz is Rav Papa Omar. Kol kiyai gavna abayis teretz, that word that he wanted to say mi boid yoim is be'etzim a teretz. And he answered the questions that were posed to him on mi boid yoim. Rav Papa Omar kol kiyai gavna kulama yesh ba mitzvah mitzvah shvi'as etzim. Everyone agrees it's called shvi'as etzim, even if you say that the word is that it's kosher mi boid yoim. And even the mandom, I'm sorry, even the mandom that says goy lachila, it's called goy lachila. You don't eat it yet, but it's goy lachila. Why? My timer, le'urta michsi lachila. In the evening, it will be goy lachila. Don't tell me, according to Rebbe, this is not called goy lachila in the daytime, and that will be enough community those for etzem. Le'urta, the night is coming, in the evening, it will be goy lachila. Ella, what's a rough purpose, nafkamina? The eva shiotsa mikzosa kamiflegi. We're talking about an aver, that part of the aver, part of the limb, left, Zok Rashi, Choymitz Yushalayim. Rashi is medactic that it left Choymitz Yushalayim. It not that it left the Chabura. Bias, it not leave the bias of the Chabura either. But that, like we had earlier, we said over, the Biskarov says, that leaving the home is not called the Psul Yoitza of Kochim, it's called the Psul Yoitza of Achila, meaning you have to eat, you can't be yoitza from the bias. That's like a mother, and the Uber was hoitzi yodoy. So it's an is Achila on the yad, because the Uber was hoitzi yodoy. That's a psul yoitza of an is Achila, but not a psul yoitza of kochim. What's a psul yoitza of kochim? Yoitza l'chomis u'shlayim. So you have an Eves, Yotze Mikzosoi, Komifri. This is the Machloikas and Afkamina. Mando on my kosher, the Mando when it says, the kosher v'loi b'posul, ha-kosheru. At the end of the day, that since part of the limbs are inside, only one limb went out. Part of the animal, the other limbs are inside, so memela it's called a korban kosher, and memela you can't break even the chitzoin, even the one that went out. Umando magoy lachila, haylav barachila. Meaning, what's that goy lachila? The chitzoin is not goy lachila. Now, We don't say that maybe look at the chitzain as roi l'achila because the pnimi is inside, which is roi l'achila. That's what we said a second ago when it comes to kosher. By kosher, we say it's kosher. Why? Because the pnimi is kosher, so mele you're not going to break the outside. And by roi l'achila, we're saying that you look at the outside, and the outside is not roi l'achila. I maybe say it's not kosher either because the outside is not kosher. That's the kasha over here. How come over here we look at it klapi the pnimi, and over here we look at it klapi the chitzah? If you're looking klapi the chitzah, you have to be consistent. If you're looking klapi the pnimi, it should be both ways. You shouldn't differentiate between roi l'achila and kosher. So frek tois over here in the maschil ever tema. He blabs the kasha. Am I kosher like kosher? Tvei mi bar achila. Homash in a roi l'achila laf kosheru. The fact that the part that's outside is not roi l'achila. So that itself is lav koshu. So ibazoi, how do you make this differentiation? So Rebbeinu Simchin or Samech, he wants to possibly be masbir. The pshat is as follows: the Tanakama that holds that it's considered kosher and is isa shvius etzem. What's the pshat? He looks at the all day varim. All day varim, they're inside, so it's a carbon kosher. So maybe the isa shvius etzem. Rebbe says that you look at the Issa Shvira. What are you not allowed to break? You're not allowed to break the Eiver that's outside. So you look at that specific Eiver, and that Eiver is Dakarat Goy Lachila. So mele, there's no Issa Shvira's Etzem. Now, Rashi says, so what do you do in such an instance? Zog Rashi, Hai Nami Kosher. Why is this kosher? Why is it called kosher? Because the Pnimi, the Mamaska, Hai Nami Kosher, Shagaya Pnimi Kosher. Vagayu Shoiv Goy. And if you break that, if you break that outer one, V'oyim Shem Loi Sishm Guboy. So what's that going to eitzah? What do you do? You can't bring it back in. So what do you do? You cut the meat until you get the bone. Don't break bone. V'koylef, and then you peel the meat away. And you peel both sides, and the inner side is peeled one way, and the outer side peeled another way. But upon him, the teretz of Rapapa is eva sheyotze mitzasai. Lamando my kosher. It's called kosher because of the pnimi. Lamando goy lachila. The aver she yotza is not goy lachila. So there's no issa shvius etzem. And Rebbe sakala kulei. Zok the Gemara. I'll bring you a proof from a brisa to this teretz. Ketanya. Rebbe Shmuel ben Eishah ben Breika Omer. Aver she yotza miktsosoi v'shavgoi. If the aver left partially and you broke it, eba mishm shvius etzem. Why? Because it's not barachila. So we see a riot to this teretz. Daf kamina la barachila. There's no issa shvius etzem. Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes says another teretz. Rav Sheshes Ben Ravidi Omar, Kol Kia Gavna Tkuli Alma Eimem Shvius Etzem. Meaning, even the first shita that says that it's kosher, he agrees that it's no Issa Shvius Etzem. Don't tell me that Pnimi is Tikei Varam a kosher. No, the high Aver Hapasul, the Aver that was Yotze Kong, everyone is Pasul. So don't tell me it's called the kosher Veloy Bepasul. It's also called Bepasul. How could you? The first Madoma not called this puzzle. You have to look at the Eivet Yotza. Elo. So what is Avsheshes Teretz? Zog the Gemara. Elo Shvigatze Etzem. Beno Ika Benayu. Al Toicha Menu No. It has to be fully roasted. Not partially cooked. Not partially roasted. So Beno Ika Benayu. Meaning, Madoma Kosher. The Madoma that says that it's a Shvigatze by Carbon Kosher. No one's going to say a Carbon No is not a Carbon Kosher. Ha Kosher. It's a Carbon Kosher. You just got to roast it a little more. But it's not a Psul. Mando ma goy lachila, it's not edible yet. It's not goy lachila. Hashtena goy lachila. So that'll be the nafkamina. Gav nachem by Yitzhak Omer, no. He matched his teretz of Rav Sheshes. Kol kia gav ne yesh from Shvilas Etzem. This will be considered Shvilas Etzem. According to everyone. Even according to the Mando Omar that says that hashtena goy lachila. Why is it a Shvilas Etzem? Lamais is not goy lachila. My timer, the chozi lachila. It is roi lachila. You know what you got to do? Just roast it a little more. The matzvelei v'ochilei. That would not be considered not roi lachila. Just keep it a little more on the fire and make it oisno. So that would not be the nafkamina. Ela shviras ha'al yo ikabenayu. The nafkamina is breaking the bone of the tail. This is a very fascinating omid. There's 8 amaroyim on 1 nafkamina. Zog demoga, the next sheet is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Ela shviras ha'al yo ikabenayu. Breaking the tail. Why? You don't eat the tail. You burn it on the mizbech. Lemando ma kosher. Ha kosher. No one's going to say it's not a carbon kosher. The aliyah is a carbon kosher. Lemando ma goy lachila. Hai ain't a goy lachila. It's not goy lachila. And since it's not goy lachila, Rebbe's takalakule, there's no shvius etzim. The aliyah le gavoya salka, you burn it. Zok the Gemara on this. Rav Ashi is matka of Nachum Yitzchak's teretz. Rav Ashi Omar. Kol ki agavna vade ema mishvirus etzem. Everyone agrees there's no shvirus etzem. Even the man the Omar that says kosher. Why? Why according to everyone is there no shvirus etzem? Do vadei ena roi lachila klal. And explains the Kesef Mishnah. The man the Omer that says it's totally in kosher v'loy b'posul, he agrees that it has to be in the parsha of the Korban Pesach, of eating Korban Pesach. The aliyah is totally not part of the equation of something that you eat. It's ein roi l'achila klal. So according to him, it would also not be an issa shvirus etzem. Yes, it's a Korban kosher, but it's ein roi l'achila klal. And memela, it won't be a shvirus etzem according to him either. What is yes in afkamina according to Rav Ashi? Ele eva she'en ole kazayis bosa ikabinayu. You have to have a kazayis bosa. So if you have an Eivah that doesn't have a whole kazayis, it will be an afkamina. Lemando ma kosher, ha koshu. No one's going to say it's not kosher. Lemando ma roi lachila. The man that says you need roi lachila, be in and shir achila. It's a chisorn in roi lachila because you're lacking the shir. So no is a shvirus etzem, and Rebbe's lakulei. On that, we're talking about Veleko. Ravina Omar, he says no. He's matkin his teretz of Rav Ashi. Kol ki agavna leisim shvirus etzem. This, according to everyone, is not called the issa shvirus etzem. Even among the Omar that says kosher, if it's lacking a shir. Why? The be'in on shir achila. You need a shir achila, similar to the last teretz. You need a shir achila. Ela eva she'en alof kazayis basa b'mokim zeh, v'yesh lof kazayis b'mokim acher. He says similar, Ravina, but he says a little different. It has a kazayis. So mele, it's an eva that has a shir kazayis, just not in this mokim that you're breaking it. On the other side of the bone, that's where the kazayis is. So yeinu of kazayis b'makom zeh b'sazeh v'yesh lo kazayis b'makom acher ikem enayu lemando amar kosher it's a kosher lemando amar roi lachila be'inon shir achila b'makom shvira you need a shir achila in the makom shvira v'leken you don't have that and Rebbe's lakulei the gevaldiga eight nafkaminas in the teretz of kosher v'lo yipasul or roi lachila zok the gemara tanya ka'arbo minayu I'll bring you a brisa a raya to four out of the eight the tanya. As follows, the Brisa says, Rabbi Oimer Babais Echad Yochel, you have to eat in one home. Ve'etzem lo yisish b'guboy, ala kosher u'chayiv in chayiv ala posul. That is what we learned. Now, hoysu lo yishas ha-kosher, the Brisa says, if let's say it had a shas ha-kosher, there was a time that it was kosher, and then the bosa was yotzachutzim chitzoso, ve'nifzol b'shas achila, ein bo mishmishvirus etzem. Why is it ein bo mishmishvirus etzem? This is the teretz of Rav Yosef, that we're in the top of the Omid, that we talk about that a hoisa shasa kosher v'nifsal ikabinayu lemandam a kosher lemaisa avoyde was done kashas lemandam a goy lachila it's not goy lachila because it was nifsal. So mela we have clearly a raya to the first tense of Rav Yosef. Vaita continues the brisa yesh boi shir achila if it has a shir achila. This is going to be a riot to Rav Ashi and Ravina that said that Ein lo kezayis or Ein lo kezayis b'makom echad only on the other side. The last two terutzim. Yesh b'shir achila, then yesh b'shvirus etzem. Then it's a shvirus etzem. Ein b'shir achila, ein b'shvirus etzem. L'man doma kosher, it's kosher. L'man doma b'makom echad. Achila, you need achila b'makom echad. So it's a riot to Rav Ashi and Ravina. Dr. Brice Avaita. Ha-goylem is be'ach. Meaning, that which is goylem is be'ach. What's that goylem? What's goylem is be'ach? The alya, the tail. Ein ba mishvius etzem. So that's a raya. That's a raya to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's teretz was that the alya is the nafkamina. Meaning, because the alya, lemando makosha, it's a korban kosha, lemando roi lachila, it's not roi lachila. So it's a roi lemizbeach, it's a raya to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Zok the Brisa weiter. Bishas achila yesh mishvius etzem. Shaloi bishas achila ein mishvius etzem. There's a raya to Abaya. Abaya's teretz was that it was mi ba'oid yoim, meaning shvius etzem mi ba'oid yoim ikabinayu. So is that called b'shas achila? Is that goy l'achila yet? Is it kosher? Of course it's kosher. So the Gemara b'shas achila yesh shvius etzem shloim b'shas achila, meaning mi ba'oid yoim ein ba'mi shvius etzem, and that's a raya to Abaya. We'll stop over here. Itmar the next sugya towards the bottom of the omid.